You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Roto Experts with your hosts, Mike Blewett and George Kurtz. Now, here's Mike and George.
There's that sound. The sound of the start of another edition of the Roto Experts in the Morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Mike Blewett, along with my co-host, George Kurtz. We'll be taking you around the world of the NFL for the next 2 hours, telling you about all the fantasy implications that are going to occur, that have occurred on Thursday, and that will occur tomorrow and Monday. So a lot of injuries, obviously, to go over. But, George, we start. First of all, how are you?
Well, let's see. How am I? Yeah. I'm a Yankee fan and an Islander fan. So my night could have went better. I did have my final hockey draft last night, so that
went
well.
How did that go for you?
Weird league, Mike. This is not your standard league at all. It has nothing to do with being hockey. This is a league that's set up where you draft according to the actual salaries, and you have a salary cap. So if a cap was $75 million, and you have to fill out a whole team, 18 skaters, with by going by the actual salary of their of the actual NHL player. It's strange. It's weird. I can tell you some top players didn't get drafted because they made too much money. Guys in football would be the equivalent of not drafting, you know, David Johnson because he makes too much money. It was strange. So weird.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that works out for you. It did not work out for the Yankees. We'll probably do a minute or two later on the show on that, but we'll start. We're talking about the Patriots and Buccaneers, which was a... You know, it wasn't as ugly as some other Thursday night contests that we've seen, but still, it wasn't all that sharp. I think the Patriots continue to struggle on the offensive line. People are going to look at the final score and say, their defense played better. It wasn't great. The problem is that Jameis Winston is still not sharp. They should have won that game. If Jameis played better, the Bucs win that game, not just at the end of the game, but throughout. He continues to be inaccurate. I think that's as much as he saves you with a 200-yard fourth quarter, and he ends up with the touchdown. He saves some fantasy owners. Jameis is not as sharp as we anticipated.
No, he's not, especially on a deep ball. The whole game he was off. You know, I don't know if he was jacked up because it was Thursday night football. You're playing New England, Tom Brady, that sort of thing. But passes were high. And generally when you pass a high consistently, especially early, they always assume that's nerves. You know, so you're a little jacked up for the game. So maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. In some ways, it doesn't matter. Either way, his accuracy was not all that great. Missing DeSean Jackson on a deep ball, which should have been a 70-yard touchdown. I mean, he was off. He was just off.
Yeah. Obviously, one of the stories of the game is that Nick Folk, the Bucs kicker, missed 3 field goals. The reality is if he hits those, they probably win that game. And he's out of a job. So ultimately, we're going to take a look at the auditions that happened there at kicker. We'll talk a little bit about Doug Martin after the break, because even though he didn't blow it out on Thursday night, he's very encouraging for fantasy owners. George Kurtz, Mike Blewett, we'll be back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network after this.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. Are you looking for the most complete college football coverage on Saturday morning? Then tune into College Football Today with Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We break down every FBS conference, give you expert in-depth game analysis, and provide you with game predictions to get you set for kickoff. Your Saturday will be rocking as we talk with your favorite players from every school. Tune in every Saturday morning and start your tailgate off with us. We have you covered.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
I think someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, yes.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
Does your fantasy football team suck? Did you draft David Johnson with the first pick? I can help you out. Go to iTunes, subscribe to Stand Up Fantasy. I will make your whole life better and put a little smile on your face, make you happy. Maybe you find a significant other just by changing some bowling shoes. Maybe you'll worry about things a lot less. Stand Up Fantasy at iTunes. Subscribe now.
Welcome back to the Roto Experts. If you want to hit us up today, please do so. 844-843-6879. That's 84-FNTSY on the phone lines. But if you hit us up on Twitter, we'll answer those questions as well. It says at FNTSY Radio. George is at George Kurtz. I'm at Mike Blewett. And wherever you've found us, thank you for listening. Whether it's iHeartRadio or TuneIn or our Fantasy Sports Radio app or any of the terrestrial radio stations across the country, we appreciate it. And hopefully you'll find some good information in what we're about to go through in the next couple hours. So, George, Thursday night recap. We'll continue to go through it. We talked about Jameis not being sharp. I left on the break. Doug Martin being pretty encouraging. I did have a lot of Doug Martin questions going into the game, and it was very dependent on me. I expected a solid game, which is really what we got. I was a little worried about what the workload might be, but I think if you take anything out of this game, it's that Doug Martin's going to be the guy in Tampa, and you are going to see some rewards for having drafted him wherever you did.
Yeah, he certainly looked like fresh legs, right? Looked spry, looked fast, getting to the outside. So I agree with you. I think he'll be the guy there. And that's not surprising, only because Jaquizz Rodgers didn't take the job from him.
That's right.
I think he had a chance over the first couple of weeks, didn't pull it off. So I think not that Martin's going to be a 25-touch guy, but he's going to be the guy you want in Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, he ends up with 14 touches. They did target him three times, and along with the 13 carries on his first game back, that's pretty good. I mean, he wasn't even in the building for a month, and he comes back and he does that. So, as you said, Jaquizz Rodgers didn't take the job from him. You and I were of the opinion that Rodgers was a pretty good value during drafts because he did have the chance to take the job. Well, he didn't do that. So that's over. You could conceivably keep him around as a handcuff if you're in a deep league and you have Doug Martin. But beyond that, you can move on from him. He gets four touches for a total of 15 yards the other night. Charles Sims got even more touches than Jaquizz Rodgers did. So Martin, 74 yards in the touchdown, a very solid game. I think you're encouraged. We talked about Nick Folk. DeSean Jackson saved it late, as did Jameis. A lot of this offense happened in the fourth quarter. We talked about him not being sharp, but so much of it happened late. I had two situations where I had a DeSean Jackson, Danny Amendola debate, and I went with I actually played them both in one league, and I played Jackson only in the other. I ended up being right, but it took me 58 minutes, basically, to be right. Five catches for 106 for DeSean Jackson. As you said, Jameis missed him on a nearly 70-yard touchdown, and he almost broke that slant at the end of the game for a big one. But 5 for 106, those are the types of games you hope for DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, that slant showed you just how fast he is.
He's
still fast. Just
crazy.
McCourty got it from behind. He was gone.
I know.
That guy that was almost even, what was I saying? If we're even, I'm leaving? He was leaving. Yeah. McCourty got him. I mean, you're right. Matt Amendola had a great game. Especially PPR leagues. He was gold. He had a player two called back via penalties. So Amendola had 15 points. That was fantastic. And you're right about James. Everything really came in the fourth quarter there. I can't believe after all that they actually had a chance to win that on that final play. Not so sure if going for Howard on that play made a lot of sense as he had.
It was a horrendous throw, and Howard didn't know obviously what he was doing. So I can blame everybody, I think, on that. Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson are on the team, and you're throwing it to the rookie tight end in the middle of the field into triple coverage.
But you know, Bill Belichick does what he always does. What's that? Take away the other team's best weapon, which is why Mike Evans was quiet. You know, that's it. It's what he believes in. Force anybody but the big guy to beat you, and they couldn't do it. So, like I said, it was, I wouldn't call it the most entertaining game. It wasn't a terrible game, but it did look like your typical Thursday night game.
Yeah, it was pretty sloppy. That's the bottom line. Mike Evans, as George said, was taken out of the game for the most part. 5 for 49 is not what you're looking for from Mike Evans. I know, unfortunately, I have Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson in a league, and I played them both. And Evans is really disappointing. DeSean Jackson got what I needed. Cameron Brait goes 5 for 68. He scores another touchdown, but on 9 targets, George, he also dropped another touchdown.
He dropped a couple of passes, actually.
He dropped a couple passes, and one was in the end zone.
Yeah, one was in the end zone, so he could have had a much bigger game. This is not all that surprising. Tight end is a very difficult position to learn, you know, with the blocking and with running the routes. It's not Evan Engram and O.J. Howard are a little different. You know, Engram is not asked really to block all that much. He's running pairs patterns, so it's a little different there. It's just why O.J. Howard is not on the field as much. You know, and Cameron Brait was going to have some value. I wouldn't say he's a top 10 tight end. You know, I think he's still outside of it, but if you're having problems with some of your tight ends, we met, you know, Olsen, Gronk was a late. And by the way, I feel sorry for nobody about Gronk. All right, you knew this going in. This is what Gronk does, okay? He's great when he's on the field, but he's always questionable, always has an injury or two, so I don't feel bad for you at all. Jordan Reed's in the same boat. You drafted him, deal with it. But as for Brait, I think he still has some value here, especially, like I said, if you lost a tight end, you lost Gronk, you lost your tight end Reed, Olsen's on the IR, Jimmy Graham's been on a milk carton, that sort of thing. Brait still does have some value.
Yeah. You're right on Reed and Gronk. And I've talked about this a lot because it keeps coming up because people are getting perpetually frustrated with tight end position. And, George, I feel like I know I've talked about this. I know Jake Seeley, our senior writer on rotoexperts.com, you can find him at All In Kid. He's talked about it. This position is a mess. I do not draft tight ends high at all anymore. I very rarely did, and I don't do it at all anymore because you can end up with Cameron Brait, who's as good as many other guys. The mid-range tight ends are all kind of the same. You're just hoping for them to score a touchdown, which Brait did. I guarantee you now, Cameron Brait's a number one tight end for this week because he scored 5 for 68 and a touchdown. That's what you need every week out of the tight end. And he didn't even play great because he dropped a couple of passes.
You're right. Tight end is a difficult position. You know, fantasy shows it has been. It is again. The top tight ends aren't playing very well, so it makes it a more of a quagmire of what's going on. So the middle guys, you get a touchdown, you're certainly going to be top three.
Yeah. The manner in which Gronk is banged up, I don't see why we'd ever play on a Thursday night. So we got there. Last guy I want to talk about is Chris Hogan. He scores a touchdown for the fourth game in a row, 8 for 74. By the way, Amendola had 8 for 77, as George said earlier. But Hogan, 11 targets, 8 catches, 74 yards, and a touchdown. A lot of you went out there and spent a lot of free agent acquisition budget money on him, or you picked him up on the waiver wires. He's delivering in a big way.
Yeah, Hogan's become a must-play. Yeah, it is Tom Brady's. He trusts him. They're going to throw the ball a lot anyway. So Hogan, Gronk, and Cooks will be the three guys that would almost always start for New England. You know, everybody else becomes more of a game plan specific sort of thing. Amendola, we knew they were going to throw a bunch. There's going to be a lot of catches going there in PPR league, so he became a must play Thursday night. But he won't be every week because there'll be somebody he's not in the game plan here. But Hogan, Cooks, and Gronk when he's out there are my three must plays for New England.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the way it's, you know, and that's why Amendola is going to be a tough one from week to week. You got some, you know, in PPR leagues, as George said earlier, you got some delivery on your projections there, but it's going to be difficult because that won't happen each and every week. James White, 7 catches for 57 yards, only 2 carries for 3 yards. The running game there generally was a little messy. I think the one thing that's probably, look, we've said it many times, it's a tough running game to bet on. Deion Lewis getting 7 carries for 53 yards with a 31-yard run mixed in there probably makes it even more confusing. It's just another throw another log on the fire. In any event, just your thoughts in general. I don't think the Pats defense is fixed. They're going to say all the right things, that they step in the right direction, and I suppose so, but it was really about Jameis not playing well because they could have gotten gashed a lot worse than they did. That's one. Two, Brady's still taking a ton of hits. Tampa's good up front, but that offensive line, for some reason, even though it's the same group as last year, is kind of a mess.
Yeah, I think I don't really have any doubt about that. Brady's getting hit with too much. You know,
way
and a 40-year-old quarterback, that could add up as the season goes along. So that's got to be fixed. That may be more important to fix than the defense right now, which I completely agree with you. They'll say, I think you put it right. Oh, it's a step in the right direction. But like I said, that was a quarterback who was having a better game from the outgo. He threw for 335 yards. That'd have been over 400 if he was hot. You know,
yeah.
So they still have some issues there to fix in that secondary.
Yeah, I mean, they drop touchdown passes, and they're missing field goals and all kinds of stuff that the Bucs just were not sharp. It really was one of the worst kicking displays I've ever seen.
Oh, if he just made the 131-yarder, they would have at least a chance to win the game at the end.
I agree. And it's just, it is what it is. So we're going to get into injuries in the next segment. Speaking of kickers, the Chargers cut their kicker. He had a perfect day just 5 days ago, and they cut him, and they're trying it out. I don't know if you've seen who the new kicker is. I bring it up simply because if you have picked up Younghoe Koo, he's out now. So I don't even know who they signed. They were bringing in a bunch of guys to audition. But keep that in mind for your lineups. If you had the San Diego kicker, he's out. So, and if you had Nick Folk, then you haven't been watching for a month. So,
by the way, it's Nick Novak in San Diego. Los Angeles Chargers, not San Diego.
Oh, you got it. So Nick Novak comes back home. So there you go. So Nick Novak's your new kicker. Nick Folk, sorry, buddy. You can join us on the show next week if you want. We'll come back. We'll talk injuries. We've got a lot of quarterback injuries to go over. It's Mike and George on the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Hey, I'm Jeff. Look, I'm just a skeleton. I don't have an ACL anymore, but I'd still like to know what it means when one of my fantasy players sprains his. That's why I use the Inside Injuries app. It was created by real doctors, so you're getting information directly from people who have seen, touched, and operated on actual ACLs. Take it from me, a skeleton. If you aren't using it, you might as well just be guessing. Download the free app today. Unlock the secrets of injury analysis.
The Tout Wars Hour.
Ryan Bloomfield of Baseball HQ. Starting pitching, is it just dead? Is everybody just going to get hammered?
That's been the theme of the wild card games, right? Luis Severino, who has been one of the best pitchers, gets what, one out? Frankie struggled. Obviously, Chris Sale got roughed up. So that seems to be the early trend. It's going to be interesting to see how, you know, folks adapt to that and how they use their bullpen. That was the focus of last year's postseason. We're just going to see more of that.
Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC 32.
DFS Lineup Lock, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
It is amazing that in like 16, 17 years, the law of averages have never come for the health of Tom Brady. It must be all those Uggs and avocados, right?
No, that's not true. I'll never forget it. I paid $1,300. It was after the year after the 50 touchdowns.
But still, come on, Tony. Out of 17 years, only one goes away. And
it doesn't matter to me. I paid $1,300.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
What's going on, Maria? Let me tell you something. You look excited.
I'm so excited.
What are you excited for?
Lineup Lock Live, which is our show every Sunday on Fantasy Sports Network, Dish, Television, YouTube Live, and on the Fantasy Radio app.
I'm excited to wake up early with you on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all the way to kickoff.
4 hours.
Absolutely. It's going to be the two of us, Emery Hunt, and a cast of experts.
Experts that win fantasy football championships, and they want to help you win too.
So we'll talk sit starts, we'll talk injuries, we'll talk weather, and we will take your calls and questions and help you win your leagues and win that cash.
So good. So fun. So excited. What can I say?
I cannot think of doing anything else on a Sunday morning. I don't need eggs. I don't need prayer. I just need Lineup Lock Live, 9 a.m. to kick off Easter.
Be there.
Back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Mike and George. Went over the Bucks and Pats and what kind of a sloppy game that was. And right before the break, we mentioned that Young Hoku was cut by San Diego Chargers and Nick Novak will be in. I know Nick Folk's job is no longer in Tampa and they're bringing players in. I don't know if they've made a decision there yet. But, George, a lot of injuries, unfortunately, to review today. And we're going to really start at the quarterback position because we have a few decisions that are effectively game-time decisions. Now, I'll start with the one that I think is just talk, and that's Derek Carr, who has a transverse process injury. It was expected they'd be out 2 to 6 weeks, and now they're trying to say that they're encouraged that Carr could actually play on Sunday against the Ravens. That's a 4 o'clock start. I don't expect it, but they're trying to float stories out there that Carr could play instead of E.J. Manuel.
Yeah, I've heard very few people say he could play Sunday, so I doubt very much he's playing. He is listed as questionable, though, so that does give some doubt here. But this smacks of gamesmanship by Oakland.
I think so, too.
Right, they just want Baltimore to prepare for him. Listen, with E.J. Manuel as my backup, I'd hope Baltimore spend some time on prepare for Derek Carr, too. All right, because that could be ugly there. And listen, you got Michael Crabtree, Amari Cooper. If it is E.J. Manuel, you might want to look in another direction. Just the wrong week for this to happen to quarterbacks with four teams on bye and the options being limited here. But I do not see Derek Carr playing on Sunday. I think it'd be stupid. It'd be a little dangerous with that back injury, the same injury pretty much Tony Romo suffered last year. I'd be shocked, Mike. Shocked. I tell you, shocked if he plays.
And, you have also a kind of a conundrum here because the Ravens, they came out of the gate this year looking hot defensively. And people are like, the Ravens are back, and Terrell Suggs looks like his old self and all that kind of stuff. And it hasn't been the case for the last 2 weeks. They lose 44-0, and then Le'Veon Bell ran all over them. So I don't know that it's the defense that it was. Their offensive struggles are obviously putting pressure on that defense, but I was a little hesitant to anoint them the Ravens defense of old when they started out the season hot. So I just wonder, I bring all this up to ask, with an injury, let's say EJ Manuel's playing, you got to downgrade Cooper and Crabtree. Does that solidify Marshawn Lynch in any way?
I think it makes Marshawn Lynch even harder to play, on Sunday.
Okay.
You think Baltimore's going to trust EJ Manuel to beat them? No. They're gonna know what Oakland's going to do. Oakland's going to want to run the ball with Lynch and Jalen Richard and pretty much anybody else they can find. And Marcus Allen may come out of retirement. But it's not, Baltimore's going to play eight men in the box. They're going to force EJ Manuel to throw the ball to beat them. That's going to happen here. And Lynch hasn't looked good anyway. He looks old and looks slow. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was silly that everybody was high on him during draft time. And I certainly think it's silly now. I don't see this working out well for Oakland. They might win the game because Baltimore has no offense whatsoever. They're a mess, too. But this if Carr doesn't play, Mike, I got to tell you, this smacks of a game that you don't want to watch. It's going to be like something like 13-12.
I agree.
And just ugly football.
This is going to be ugly. But it's a good point. And I'm just thinking more touches for Lynch, but they could be of the inefficient variety. I was not high on him at all. But I took him as a third running back in one league just because the value got to a point. I was like, all right, I'll take a shot here. It's a league where I only play one running back. So he's really a depth play. But guess who my first two were? David Johnson, Dalvin Cook. Guess who the starting running back is now? Marshawn Lynch. And so I'm dealing with that issue, which is a good transition because also on that team is Marcus Mariota. And Marcus Mariota is really considered to be a game-time decision right now. Dealing with a hamstring injury, he has practiced in a limited fashion during the week. So they're going up against the Dolphins tomorrow, which is a sweet matchup because the Dolphins' defense has been a disaster. So your thoughts on Mariota?
I don't think he's playing either. I think if he was a normal quarterback, he would play. But since he's a running quarterback, I don't think they can let him play. Because once again, that's kind of risky here. The problem is, it's the same thing really the problem with Oakland. I can understand why they're trying to push it a little bit. Is they're two struggling teams that don't want to give up a chance for a W here. Because it's not a game that you can say, but the backup will definitely win. You don't know that with EJ Manuel. We all know Matt Castle. Not much there either here. So I think Mariota has a much better chance to play than Derek Carr. But that being said, I don't expect him to play. But the good news is, certainly more better news than Derek Carr, is that we'll know by 1 o'clock. Right? It's an early game, so you'll know. He won't be active and not playing. Either he'll be plus starting or he'll be inactive. So you'll know by 11:30 if you have a chance here. But I might also put it this way to you, Mike. Suppose you find that 11:30 he is starting, but you can still get a decent backup quarterback off the waiver wire. Let's say, Tyrod Taylor, maybe Deshaun Watson, who's available in a lot of leagues. Tough matchup versus Casey. He could be out there. Jared Goff, granted that's a tough matchup against Seattle as well. Jacoby Brissett, Brian Hoyer, and what should be a high-scoring game there. Would you feel more comfortable going with a good backup rather than taking a chance that Mariota does start, but if he re-injures it or he's just not, this is not working for him and comes out of the game early?
It's a good question. The one guy that you mentioned that piqued my interest is Tyrod Taylor. I just think the Bengals continue to be kind of a mess. Maybe they're better defensively than they're offensively, but they're still not that good. So Tyrod Taylor does pique my interest. And he's a guy, it's so funny, because early in the preseason, we talked about Tyrod a lot as being potential for fantasy gold in later rounds. And then they traded everybody away and everybody stopped talking about him. And now he's played really well. He's been good for the first month of the season. I've been a really solid fantasy asset. So somebody you can consider picking up. George makes a good point. You will know by 1 o'clock. I think there are better options available than Matt Castle. Ironically, in that league, George, for me, I'm bringing it up simply because people may play in this kind of league where I have Mariota. I own the team quarterback.
I hate that.
I don't love it, but it's a home league that I got pulled into. And the reason that I'm actually going to go with Castle is because the benches are so thin. I'd have to cut somebody. I have like 2-3 guys on a bye. There's only 5 people on a bench. I don't really want to cut any of the guys that I have. So I'm going to roll it out with Matt Castle. If I take the L, so be it. I'm 3-1. I can afford it while some of my other guys come off a bye. So that's an interesting kind of situation that a few of you may have out there. So keep that in mind. Let's switch over to the rest of the injuries. You got CJ Procise, who hasn't been anywhere near the asset that we wanted him to be. He's doubtful. Green Bay. Oh, first of all, let me go to Indianapolis because Jack Doyle is out. He will not be playing on Sunday. Andrew Luck has been practicing, George, but it looks like we're still a few weeks away.
Yeah, Luck's certainly not playing Sunday. Maybe next week. Who knows? But I think you're right. I think he's still a few weeks away here. Listen, I think that game, though, has a lot of fantasy goodness on Sunday. Yeah, you mentioned Doyle's out, but you know, if you were taking Ty Hilton out of your lineup, which I've done in a league, believe it or not, a couple of times. I think I've only started Ty Hilton once this year. Sunday's a start for him again. And I think you could make an argument for Moncrief as well, with four teams on bye, that he might have some value. I just
Garcon's
think there are points
big,
coming.
Big value this week for Garcon, too. It's a good matchup.
I think there are a lot of points coming. Hyde's obviously a play here. I don't know if I can go any deeper with that with San Fran. I mean, maybe Brett Breida. Hyde is dealing with an oblique injury, although we've taken off the injury report, so maybe it's not as hurtful as they think it is. But Breida should probably be owned in all leagues anyway, because with Hyde, we know it's just a matter of time until he does get hurt.
Yeah, you know, what's funny, I was planning ahead for this because Matt Ryan is on a bye in one league, and you're going to think I'm nuts. But based on the options that were on the waiver wire, I planned ahead a couple of weeks ago, and I'm actually starting Jacoby Brissett in one league. A lot of quarterbacks are taken, so you know he's sort of end of the QB2 discussion. But just because of the matchup, I picked up Brissett for this one week. I'll cut him on Tuesday, but and just roll with Matt Ryan for the rest of the year. But I'm going with Brissett, who obviously, look, I know he's not a great fantasy option, but against the Niners, I'm hoping for a little bit of, as you said, fantasy goodness. He had a 30-point game against Cleveland. Why can't he have one against San Fran?
I think he can. I think it wouldn't surprise me. Like I said, San Fran can't stop anybody. You know, so this is it's. I don't mind Brissett once again. If you have a Drew Brees owner, Kirk Cousins, I assume not really Trevor Siemian, but Matt Ryan. I don't mind Brissett as a guy to back them up at all and start this week. I think there are options here, and I love this game. I have Brian Hoyer in a couple of leagues, and he's a guy I'm starting. Once again, I'm covering buys here, but I don't mind him. I think he's going to have a big week, big game.
Yeah. So our Daily Roto guys like Hoyer, too, as a punt at the quarterback position because he's so cheap on DraftKings, I think 4,600. So keep that in mind. Jacoby Brissett's not a name that you'd hear too often, but this week, this matchup with the level of quarterbacks that are on buys, you got to kind of think out of the box, and I tried to with Jacoby Brissett. Green Bay is an important team to talk about because Ty Montgomery is doubtful. You got Devontae Adams questionable. What are your thoughts on Devontae Adams?
That's a tough one. We all know the hit was a crushing shot here. They say, once again, we should know, because according to the coach, according to McCarthy, if he doesn't clear concussion protocol today, he will not travel with the team. So they should be traveling through the next, I don't know what time the plane is, but I would think 4 to 6 hours. You should know. So, but against that Dallas defense, with Aaron Rodgers throwing to you, it's pretty simple for me. If Adams starts for Green Bay, he starts for me. I own him in two leagues. Right now, he's in my lineup. If he doesn't play, I'll take him out. And if you need somebody, if Adams is out, you need to go, you know, have an extra wide receiver, whatever, your bench is thin, Geronimo Allison, he would be the backup for Adams. He'll start. He'll play then. And if once again, if Allison's starting for Green Bay, because they'll start a three wide receiver set, Allison will start for me as well.
Yeah, and I think for those of you that have Randall Cobb in and out of your lineup, Adams, I think Cobb can play either way. But there's a no doubter if Adams doesn't make that trip, as George said. Cincinnati, Tyler Eifert, John Ross still out. Those are shockers. Paul Perkins out for the Giants. You want Wayne Gallman as a waiver wire pickup? He could get you some value, but they can't run. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the injuries and talk about the rest of the stuff around the world of the NFL. It's Mike and George on the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpas hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpas hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpas today at 800-625-4922 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-625-4922. ThermoSpas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-625-4922 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Since 1995, Real-Time Fantasy Sports has been the most trusted site in the fantasy industry. Home to an award-winning commissioner service and endless money leagues offered at a variety of formats and skill levels, RTSports.com is the only destination for the fantasy player who wants it all. Plus, RTSports offers the most reliable and quickest payouts for any level of fantasy player. Do you like trades? Hate trades? Want a league for just 3 weeks? No problem. RTSports.com offers it all. And to ease the gameplay for all kinds of players, we're optimized for desktop, phone, or your tablet, making it simple to play wherever, whenever. Ready to get started? Head to rtsports.com/lobby to check out all the games we have to offer and sign up to play today. rtsports.com, everything a fantasy player could ever want under one award-winning roof.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Back on the Roto Experts, Mike and George. Honestly, we're just talking baseball during every break because we're both Yankees fans and we're miserable about it this morning.
Girardi went his own way last night. Show.
Yeah, that's nice. And it's tying in the song. I like it. Good stuff there, George. It's professional radio. Well, let's just take 1 minute on it. I can't not talk about it. Everybody's talking about it. There's no fantasy relevance to football or baseball. I get it. And I do like Joe Girardi as a manager, even though I live locally and people crush him all the time for over-managing, especially with the bullpen and going to the bullpen too early, which he did last night. But the explanation that he has for not challenging the foul tip on the Chisenhall strikeout that ends the inning doesn't make any sense.
That's the problem. All right, it's not the fact that he took out Sabathia early. He's been doing that all year. All right, I don't have a problem with that. Was it a mistake? Yeah, it was a mistake because it was 8-3. It was one out in the seventh inning with one on. There was no reason to take Sabathia out. He was only at 70 pitches, but he's done that. So that's been consistent, Girardi, there. And with that bullpen,
when he does that there, George, you're like, all right, well, I don't want him to do this, but it's what he does. Like, I expect this.
Yeah, I mean, Chad Green, when he hits Chisenhall on the 0-2 pitch, the first thing I thought of, and I'm watching the games with a couple of friends of mine, I'm like, I said it out loud, either that hit his shirt or it didn't hit him. Because he didn't have any reaction at all. If that hits your hands, you're going to feel that. You're going to, you were shaking the hand. Damn it, that hurt. That sort of thing, and it didn't. And then you see Sanchez right away jumps up and starts pointing, and you know what he's saying, that it's foul ball, didn't hit the bat. You know, Girardi's explanation after the game that he didn't want to take the pitcher out of his rhythm, That's BS because he's done that all year long. Every manager does that. Not just for replays. You see managers do that to argue a call and all this other crap they do. So that much, admit it. If he just straight just would have come out and said, listen, we didn't have a definitive view. I didn't the review. You know, we didn't get it in time. We couldn't see a slow-mo replay. He's still wrong because you still challenged the call. Yeah, he had two challenges left. So you still challenged the call. It doesn't matter. It's too big a spot not to challenge. Yeah, you know, and you can also make an argument that maybe Shaq needed a breather. Right. It, other than you lose the challenge. It's the seventh inning. It's not a third inning here. It's the seventh inning. It loaded the bases. Francisco Lindor was coming up there, best hitter. I mean, it's a major, major brain cramp. And Girardi made it worse. He made it worse with his explanation. I don't know if there's anything he could have said that would have placated everybody, but if he just came out and said, listen, we didn't get a review in time. There was we only have about 30 seconds to a minute. You know, there was no slow-mo available in time. I didn't want to take a chance. He would still be wrong, but he wouldn't be getting crucified. The fact that he said it, he didn't want to upset the pitcher's rhythm. It's like, oh my, he might get fired just for that. As good as he was as managing in the wild card game was as bad as he was last night.
The reality is, George, you've made a ton of good points, and the reality is the only explanation is that we didn't have a definitive replay. So what was I to go on? I was going to lose a challenge in what could have been a tight game later, and I didn't have anything that I thought could overturn it. It's not an explanation that's going to placate everyone, as you said, but it's an explanation that I can buy, because not taking your pitcher out of your rhythm when they're in the middle of playing four-hour playoff games and everything is a slog through the nine innings just doesn't ring true to anybody. And the biggest problem I have is, Joe, you're a catcher. Your catcher is telling you that it hit the bat. Why don't you trust him? I don't care he's a second-year player. It's pretty obvious that Sanchez knows something is up. And even if you don't have the definitive angle, this is the time to take the chance. Slow it down. You're out of the inning. You're out of the inning.
How Chisenhall reacted. He did not react. 100%. He got hit by the pitch. You know, and two other things. One, the umpire is getting away with murder here because of what Girardi did. No one's talking about it. It's a horrendous call. This is an 0-2 pitch. It was a horrendous call. And shouldn't Major League Baseball be embarrassed as well? Because once again, this challenge system is idiotic. The idea is to get the calls right. And an obvious one that is going to could very well determine that Cleveland moves on, the Yankees are eliminated, doesn't get overturned. I mean, this is why I hate challenge system. I think that once you get the call right, we could all see it on replay. Clearly on replay, we knew right away, maybe more than a minute, but right away, that, hey, he didn't get hit. You know, this is a bad call.
You'll have to do...
And it would have been strike three.
If
Sanchez caught the ball. No, innings over.
That's right. You're out of the inning. So there you are, folks. We are big-time football fans and big-time baseball fans just as much as we are fantasy analysts. It's a crusher.
Did I mention the Islanders lost last night, too?
Yeah. Neither of us expected the Yankees to win this series. And last night, it was a really tall order. But you know what? They took on the best pitcher in baseball since the All-Star break and probably all year. And they had him beat. And they just gagged it away. And unfortunately, the biggest gaffe is a manager not challenging a call, which stinks. George is right, but you can't challenge balls and strikes. That's going to be a thing. I don't know if that would go under the umbrella if everything was reviewed, say, somewhere in New York.
Pitch.
That's what I'm saying. I think you can...
I want robot arms, too. But, all right? I hate the home plate umpire.
Yeah, that's another discussion altogether. But anyway, I'll put a bow on that. It just shows you how frustrated we are with Girardi. And I like Girardi more than most because Yankees fans, a lot of them crush Girardi all the time for minor stuff and lineup questions and all that kind of stuff. It's just it's a bummer to have this good a team and a team that could challenge that's going to get probably – cleaned out here in three games. I don't even like their chances when they come home. So I'll continue. Let me just go through the last couple of injury issues. I mentioned Paul Perkins out. Wayne Gallman was a popular waiver wire pickup. The only thing I'd say, George, is I didn't even make an effort to pick up Wayne Gallman anywhere because I don't think the Giants can run the ball.
I might agree with you, but any running back with a pulse is still valuable.
That's fair.
The Giants play the Chargers tomorrow. Chargers are like, what, one of the worst teams in the league. I think 30th against the run. So Goldman does have some value here. Maybe a 1 week value, because I agree with you. Once the Giants play a team with an actual defensive line or a team that can actually stop the run, he's going to have some problems. And Perkins may be back. You still got Vereen there to catch the ball. So I don't mind Goldman for a week. But yeah, I wouldn't have spent major fab bucks on him.
I mean, I'm taking Aaron Jones for what's probably a week, you know. So I can't criticize people that did go out and get
That's
him
a mess in Green Bay, though.
Where they needed. Yeah, it is.
Because they're another team. They won't announce that Montgomery's out. And I don't think Montgomery's
doubtful, though.
Yeah, he's doubtful. He's got broken ribs. How can you play a running back with broken ribs? That would be I understand he played four plays when he first happened, which is actually kind of amazing, too, when you think about it. So this is what football players, something just amazing what they can, the pain they can go through here. Jamal Williams, I believe, was taken off the injury list. So that would assume that he starts. Jones plays a secondary role. Sean Lee's probably out for Dallas. So we saw what Gurley did to get to them last week. But not with Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones, it's Todd Gurley. And that Packers offensive line is still pretty putrid. A lot of injuries there. So you have Williams, you have Jones. You're sort of guessing which one. I guess it'll be the hot hand theory here. I'd rather have Williams here, but you're probably going to need one or both to get into the end zone for them to have a good fantasy day.
Yeah, offensive tackle Brian Bulaga is questionable with an ankle injury. He's been out for a couple of weeks. So speaking of rib injuries, Josh Norman of Washington is out a month. They're on bye this week, but keep that in mind for future wide receivers that would potentially be going against Josh Norman. You're going to have like a three-week respite there. He broke, I believe, a rib and punctured, a slight puncture in his lung. So you knew as soon as he got up off the turf the other night that he was hurt, and he is. He'll be out for a month. Jordan Matthews from the Bills remains out. Dallas has a whole bunch of questionable players. It's like a huge list of questionable players. In my notes, I just wrote down Cowboys, tons of questionable players. And I'm going to try and find the entire cache of players. It's Tyron Smith, did not practice Friday. Questionable against the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, it is a problem. I bring that. That's why I brought it up, because it obviously hurts the impact that they can have in the running game against the Packers, who are a great
defense. They're going to want to run the ball a whole bunch.
That's right. They want to slow it down, take it out of Aaron Rodgers' hands like they did not do appropriately last January in that playoff game. So,
Lael
Collins.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Sorry, buddy. I'm just saying.
Rub it into me. Trash the Yankees, trash the Islanders. Now let's trash the Cowboys, too. I'm jumping on my bridge by the end of the day. Thanks, Mike.
Lael Collins, full participant, but listed as questionable. Sean Lee, hamstring, did not practice this week. Questionable for Sunday. Any insight on that one? That'd be a big loss at linebacker.
Dallas has a bye next week. I don't see why how Lee is playing. He hasn't practiced all week. I don't think Sean Lee plays, so that's going to really hurt the Dallas defense. Dallas defense, really, he's their best player. You know, DeMarcus Lawrence sort of played the best this year, but Sean Lee is their best player. They lose either one, they're in a world of trouble here. I do not see Sean Lee playing tomorrow.
Yeah, going over to Arizona, John Brown, J.J. Nelson, both questionable, but they have been practicing, I believe. So got to keep that in mind. Myles Garrett for the Cleveland Browns will play off the injury report. He plays against the Jets, so you get to see the debut of the number one pick in this past year's draft. Lastly, Detroit Lions, Jared Davis, their rookie linebacker, is out again. So they'll be playing backups in the middle against the Panthers. Does it help Cam Newton? Does it help Jonathan Stewart? Does it help Christian McCaffrey? Probably a little bit. So I just like to go over some of those ancillary or those, you know, non-skill player injuries, because I do think it's important. You know, we bring up the some of these injuries, and it does impact the manner in which you can play certain guys. Like George outlined the Dallas offensive line issues very well. So we'll come back. We'll close out the hour. We talked baseball this morning. I bet you folks didn't expect that. No fantasy implications, just fandom. We're still fans at heart. It's Mike and George on the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back after this.
Roto Experts in the morning. Jared Goff is your number 14 ranked quarterback this week, facing the Legion of Boom. What makes you like him at home against Seattle this week?
Seahawks just haven't played well on the road so far. The Rams always play well against them. I think the defense will continue to spend a lot of time on the field. The Rams' offensive line has improved, and the Rams want to make a statement here that we are the new kings of the NFC West. Goff, I think he's going to overcome the matchup here.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Red heat and rage.
Don't hire the commercials.
Food for specially? I've told you.
I'm kidding when it comes to me. What commercial could I be in?
I don't know. A guy that gets angry about some bad service and then comes in there and gets good
exactly.
service.
He could have me in some sort of medication commercial. If you have a bad temper, you have rage issues, take this pill. And then you sort of show me smiling.
Weekdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
Hey, you like fantasy football, you like 8-bit music, you like wrestling, you like fun? Well, I've got fun for you.
Let me tell you something, brother. The greatest show ever on Fantasy Sports Radio Network is on Target Fantasy, brother, okay? You've got Jake Seeley. He's a ranker, okay? You got Chris Meady, Canadian Kindness. And you've got Joe Pizzapia, Mr. Black Book. Every day, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. My God, it's an unbelievable 2 hours of fantasy goodness. Check the link.
Welcome back to the Roto Experts. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hit us up on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. Thanks for listening on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, on the Fantasy Sports Radio app, or wherever else you may have found us. So thanks for joining us. And one thing I wanted to tell you about, it's a season-long effort that we are taking here at Roto Experts. And I want you to go to this site right now, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. And DKMS, in going there, you'll find out a little bit about what DKMS's mission is. And their mission is to fight blood cancer. So when you go there, our goal is to have you do a couple of different things. First of all, sign up. and you can be part of the pool of bone marrow donors moving forward. You can make a donation, which would be great. And thirdly, you're going to be able to help spread the word about the DKMS cause. But we're doing this in terms of fantasy football because once you're there and you sign up and you find out all the information, there's going to be a link to Fantasy Draft. And Fantasy Draft is doing a free contest every week for us, a free DFS contest. And in winning that contest each and every week, you're going to have the opportunity. Now, there's tons of people going to be entering this contest, hopefully, more and more people finding out about it. If you win each week, you're going to be put into the grand prize pool in grand prize contest in week 17 with all of the 16 winners, the weekly winners, to get a chance to win tickets to the Super Bowl. So if you win that week 17 contest, two tickets to the Super Bowl in Minneapolis, it's a great opportunity. You get to play for free, get to support a good cause, and you get an opportunity to win the Super Bowl. You're going to have to be good, but nonetheless, wanted to tell you about that. So please go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS, and you'll find out a little bit more about that cause and find out how to enter that free DFS contest at Fantasy Draft to win. So thank you. And George, wanted to move on to one thing, because I have a real conundrum when it comes to my lineup in one league. And I think some other people could be in this scenario. Now, it's a 2QB league, and it's a league I'm in with you. You have said many times, two quarterback, your favorite type of league is a super flex league. And the reason you don't like straight two quarterback leagues is because it can be patently unfair. And I think what I'm dealing with this weekend is evidence of that. Because I have Ben Roethlisberger in one slot. My other quarterback has been Derek Carr. We both expect him not to play. I have been preparing for this by picking up Case Keenum, and now I picked up E.J. Manuel. So now I think I have to play E.J. Manuel because I'm not sure if Sam Bradford will play on Monday night against the Bears, leaving Case Keenum as a zero. Does that all make sense, and what do you expect?
Oh, yeah. Listen, you're not getting screwed there, though. I think the more unfair part is there'll be people who won't have a quarterback at some point. That's why Superflex is better. At least you know you get somebody in there. But in all two quarterback leagues, generally every quarterback's gone. Now, you were lucky you were able to get E.J. Manuel, so you'll have somebody. Maybe lucky's the wrong word there for you there, Mike.
Lucky. I spent like $1 billion on my fab budget to pick up two crappy quarterbacks that are going to play a total of two games.
Listen, I can beat you. In the Dynasty League that you and I play in, that's a one-quarterback league, Mike. A one-quarterback league that I have Derek Carr. And I didn't get E.J. Manuel because Dr. Roto actually spent $211 on him or something like that. So I didn't get E.J. Manuel. There's no other quarterbacks out there. Then luckily, I was able to find Matt Castle. I actually got him for free. But that may not be lucky because maybe Mariota does start. And if he starts, I am praying that Bradford starts on Monday night or else I won't have a quarterback. And a couple of vultures in the league offered me Jay Cutler. Another one offered me Blake Bortles, but one wants a second round pick. One wants a third round pick for him. It's like the vultures. So listen, that's the way the game's played. Now maybe I'll have to see if I can make a deal there. But yeah.
So that league is brutal.
The vultures. Brutal. Vultures, Dan, picking at the bones.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't want to play E.J. Manuel, dude. It's just like admitting.
Who does?
We'll come back after the break. We'll talk more football. It's Mike and George.